The Chinese government has a long track record of silencing its online critics. Its latest target, though, might surprise you.
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, cubby little cubby all stuffed with fluff.
Yes, oh, bother! The fluffy fictional bear Winnie the Pooh is back on the Chinese government's blacklist.
It's been censored in China for the last 2 years, on and off.
That's Carrie Allen, my colleague at the BBC. She monitors Chinese media.
What's new this time is that the actual word Winnie is being censored on Chinese social media. So if anyone types in Winnie, a lot of their posts are being removed. It might just be a single post that just says Winnie and they're being taken offline.
So just what is it about Pooh Bear that the Chinese government finds so offensive?
Because of the way Winnie the Pooh looks, his actual shape, a lot of people have compared the shape of Winnie the Pooh to Xi Jinping.
That'd be Chinese President Xi Jinping. Parody images comparing Xi and Pooh have been going viral in China. For example, there's a picture of the Chinese president at a military parade peering through the roof of his limousine. Social media users took that image and paired it with a Pooh toy riding in a tiny convertible. And there was a photo of Xi strolling with President Obama a while back. The internet took that and changed it to Pooh strolling with Tigger. Pooh is slouching, Tigger stands tall and confident. Not terribly flattering. But this is about more than just the image of Pooh and any insulting comparison with President Xi. The word bear itself is considered an insult by many Chinese. The BBC's Carrie Allen again.
So bear has connotations of being unruly. There's a term in China, a bear child, which is almost like a feral child. So if your child is quite spoilt, they do whatever they want, then they're thought of as a bear child. So the idea that Xi Jinping is like a bear gives the idea that he's a bit rogue. He does what he wants. The people don't have a say.
So right now, Winnie the Pooh may be a sort of fictional persona non grata on Chinese social media. But Allen says that doesn't mean Pooh is out of sight, out of mind.
It's very well known in China, especially since Shanghai brought Disneyland to China in the mainland for the first time. You can widely buy merchandise online, and the films made out of the cartoon are available for people to watch.
But for now, those Pooh and Xi parodies are offline in China. You can see them, though, at PRI.org.